USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Iran is now threatening to limit compliance with the 2015 agreement that curtailed the country's nuclear program. Republican Congressman Michael McCaul of Texas is a ranking member on the House Foreign Affairs Committee. He appeared on Fox News and says it's time for Iran to start feeling the pressure of some U.S. sanctions.
Again, it demonstrates why the sanctions are working now, and Europe is now starting to side with the United States in our pull out of this flawed agreement.
Top Republicans are blasting the Democratic chairman of the House Judiciary Committee over a vote to find Attorney General William Barr in contempt of Congress for refusing to subpoena the release of the full, unredacted Mueller report and underlying evidence connected to it.
Chairman Nadler is carrying out his personal beliefs.
California Republican Congressman Kevin McCarthy speaking, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Pros know getting the next job means doing this one right, on time and on budget. Lowe's is here to help by stocking the brands you trust to power through any job, like Hitachi Power Tools, soon to be known as Metabo HPT, and DeWalt. Stop in now during Hitachi Days and get a 3.5-inch 21-degree framing nailer now for just $169. And stay in charge on the job longer with a 4-pack of DeWalt 20-volt max batteries, now just $179. For tools you can trust to get the job done right, do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Offer valid through 5/12. See store for details, U.S. only.
Hey guys, your prostate should be the last thing on your mind, but the fact is, the older you get, the more likely you'll have prostate problems, which can affect your everyday life. That's where Prostate Complete by Real Health comes in. Prostate Complete is the result of 20 years of experience as a leader in men's health. The powerful formula in Prostate Complete supports natural prostate function and reduced urinary urges for a better quality of life. Available at Walmart, visit prostateoneperday.com for special offers. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Investigators are still trying to figure out how and why a pair of high school students executed a mass shooting at a charter school in Colorado. It happened at the STEM school Highland Ranch Tuesday afternoon. Colorado Democratic Governor Jared Polis says these kinds of tragedies are way too common.
A student's life was taken too soon by this vicious act of violence.
The latest addition to the royal family makes his first public appearance, and USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
The royal baby making his public debut on Wednesday morning outside Windsor Castle as his parents, Meghan Markle and Prince Harry, were showing him off and talking about the joys of parenthood.
I mean, parenting is amazing. It's only been, what, 2.5 days, 3 days?
Yeah.
But we're just so thrilled to have our own little bundle of joy.
And a short time later, it came news that the couple has named the boy who was born on Monday Archie Harrison Mountbatten Windsor.
USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
In his first TV interview since the release of Special Counsel Robert Mueller's Russia report, former FBI Director James Comey has a message for Republicans.
Yeah, I have no idea what he's talking about. The FBI doesn't spy. The FBI investigates. We investigated a very serious allegation that Americans might be hooked up with the Russian effort to attack our democracy. The Republicans need to breathe into a paper bag.
Comey was speaking there on CBS this morning. Now, responding to those comments, Republican Senator John Kennedy of Louisiana.
I think it's clear to most Americans that Mr. Comey is not and never was a law enforcement professional. He's just a hack politician. I think he's worried, and he should be, that Mr. Barr and the Inspector General are going to look further into the genesis of the investigation of the Trump campaign and the investigation of the Clinton campaign. And I think they're going to find that all roads lead to Mr. Comey.
Wow.
Why he did what he did, I don't know. But it is breathtaking to the extent that he has hurt the FBI, which is the premier law enforcement agency in all of human history, and which we need to work hard toward getting their reputation back, thanks to Mr. Comey's tarnishing of that agency.
Kennedy was speaking there on Fox News. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.